The following Bass Talk Live iTunes podcast is brought to you by Lowrance.
BTL, coming at you.
Bass Cat Boats, Striking Lures, AFCO, and Duckett Fishing.
Good Tuesday, everybody. Welcome once again to BTL Bass Talk Live, where we're going to talk bass fishing and anything else that we want to talk about. Yes, we are kicking off 2019, our first show of 2019. And Matthew, we have a lot to talk about.
Good to see you again.
We have numerous things to talk about today. A lot of stuff going on, but I'm sure the thousands of your fans will want to know your thoughts about your first Costa, and we'll get into that. But got a good show today. We're going to have Wesley Strader on live via Skype and get his take on what he has going on from a sponsorship standpoint and what he is looking forward to in 2019. But a lot of stuff to talk about. Last night, kind of a shocker, man.
Alabama got beaten.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very reminiscent of me and the Costa at Amistad. I said, I can relate, Nick.
Dude, I wasn't going to get into it yet, but we'll get into it here. I want to do this first, all right? We had a viewer. His name is Chris Tate. Mm-hmm. Now, Chris and I had a bet. All right, we had a bet for the Oklahoma game. Mm-hmm. So then all of a sudden, he tells me, or he sends me an email and says, hey, man, all right, what's your address? He got my address, and he sent me what the wager was. Any idea what the wager was?
I have no idea. Whoa. Let me see that.
All right.
I can't tell. Is that a...
The wager was...
A Vixen.
Yeah.
That's a Reaction Innovations Vixen. Now, is that the old Vixen or the new Vixen?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I can't remember what the old packaging looked like. But that's a good color. That's in that...
Yeah.
That's in that silver shiner color.
Yeah.
He sent you a Vixen. What did you have on it? What would you have had to do?
A Vixen. It was Vixen.
It was a Vixen for Vixen?
Yeah.
Wow. You'll be able to use that in about 3 months.
You know what I forgot to do? I forgot to do one thing.
Oh, what else did he send you?
Well, that's what I was going to get into, but I got to do something real quick.
What do you have to do?
Right. Hey, what are you fishing? Are you fishing anything this weekend?
Yeah, well, I'm going to a lake where I can catch one so I can get some confidence back. So, yeah, I just don't know where. It's going to be I'm going to just see where they're biting. It might be a crappie. It might be a white bass. It might be a carp on a cheese ball. I just need to get bit. Here's your Vixen back.
Okay, we'll get into that. I forgot to turn the
Have you ever actually looked at the packaging behind the Vixen?
Yes.
Just look at that. That's it.
All right.
I don't think that one will make the Bass Pro Cut.
So anyway, so he sends me something else with the Vixen.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
That's a Alabama hat.
Yeah. Now, he said, hey, Mark, part of the deal is if Alabama wins on Monday night, you've got to wear this hat.
This is the semifinal. Oh, no, that was this past night.
Yeah.
You got to wear this hat. Irony of that hat is.
What's that?
Look at the label on it.
Yeah, it's an Oklahoma company.
Yeah.
But I got to give it up to him, though, man. He went to extensive efforts on the packaging.
Oh, he wrapped the packaging.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Like an Alabama. You got to, if you're listening on iTunes, the package is wrapped like a bass boat. It is wrapped, except it is wrapped in Crimson Tide.
Yeah. So many thanks to Chris for sending that.
What do you think
being creative?
The odds are that Jamie Horton or Russ Lane threw something at the TV at some point last night?
Oh, wow. Probably 60-40. It was a mess. Saban was a mess. Everything about that game was a mess from an Alabama standpoint.
It happens. It happens.
All right. We'll get into it. We'll talk a little bit about what's going on there. All right. I have an offer for you, Matthew. This is something that is very near and dear to my heart. You have an opportunity.
Almost near and dear as calling people by their full names.
I am going to extend an invitation this week to go see something that is very, very close to perfection.
If it's a play or an opera or something, I'm out. That's
no.
cool. They can have
no.
it.
Guess what is in town this week?
The Harlem Globetrotters?
No.
What is in town no. this week?
Yes.
Is it a sporting event?
Yes.
It's not dancing on ice, is
no.
it?
No, no.
Is it what sport?
The PBA Tour is in town this week.
Oh, really?
All right. Full-fledged, one of the Fox Sports stops. In town.
Can you get tickets as a PBA?
No, I'm a member, so I can just walk in there and I can do whatever.
Oh, sorry. All I right. didn't realize that.
But I want you to go. I want you and I to go, and I want you to visit and see the essence of perfection. People, I'm telling you right now.
Perfection.
I am telling you right now.
You are on a roll in 19 so far.
All right?
Yes.
I'm going to say this. I am very passionate about this. If you want to see something that is done right, because there's nothing wrong with duplicating perfection.
Why do you
if you want to see something that is done right, people in the fishing industry need to pay notice to what the PBA is doing from a digital standpoint. Not only from a television standpoint, but from what they are doing with their website, with their live coverage.
You can watch all the opening rounds and all that on the PBA site,
with
right?
With their showcasing of their professionals. And oh, by the way, Monday, guess what they had? I couldn't go because I was in class.
A meet
teaching.
And greet?
No, they had the PTQ.
Oh, the why? Oh, you could have gotten a day off from teaching to go. I'm putting myself out there to fish two divisions of the coast as you couldn't get one day off of work to go try to qualify.
Yeah, yeah.
So how much does it cost to go to one of these?
All right, nothing.
Nothing?
No, I think I could get you in.
You
I think
you
I get
can.
I think I get a guest.
Who am I going to be?
We're going to pick one.
Is Belmo there?
Oh, yeah, they're all there.
They're all there.
They're all there. All the big names are there.
How about that guy with the
he's
last
there.
Name?
Buttruff.
I think there's an in there. I think it's Butterruff.
I don't know. Anyway, Brian from Lake Norman says, did you see the big PBA promo during the NFL games? Yes, I did.
So we're going to go. What day?
I don't know. It's up to you, man. We got to check your schedule out and see what day works best for you. We will look at what is going on each day. We'll probably go once the qualifying is over. You know, I don't know what your schedule is like. Maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, we'll just take a look at the schedule. But I want you to see, and folks, I'm not kidding. I know I'm kind of over-exaggerating, but they are doing such a great job. And for those entities that are involved in showcasing professional fishing, you need to take notice of what is going on from a digital perspective with the PBA. So we will go. We will check it out. And hopefully you will enjoy that. All right, man. Want to get into it. A lot of people on the new instant feedback. They want to find out, and they want you to talk about a little bit about what went down with your first Costa event. So do you want to get into it?
Yeah, I'll talk about it for a second. Then we'll get to more pressing matters. But, you know, I'm fishing two divisions of the Costa. This is AFCO Bass Boot Camp. So got all AFCO'd out, got the GoPros going. So I'm filming every day and the journey of it. And the first one was at Amistad, the third through the fifth. First day got canceled. Second day, I wish had gotten canceled. I had two fish for 212, was in 95th place, and then goose egged on the second day. Didn't catch a keeper. Co-anglers kicked my butt both days. And you're going to get to see it all on AFCO's
now. Have you
YouTube
started
channel.
To work on that yet?
Yeah, it's all I was gonna bring it in. I saved it to the wrong drive. I've got the practice done, and I was shocked at how many fish I caught going back and looking at it, because for 2 days I didn't in
now
the tournament.
Now let me ask you this. A lot of times when my basketball team goes out and they have a really poor performance, mm-hmm. I ask them three questions. What'd you do right, what'd you do wrong, and how are you gonna fix it?
Right. What I did right was I knew exactly how it was gonna be won. I had an idea of what it would be won on, and I was right about that. After practice, you'll see in the video, I thought it would be 14 to 18 foot. hydrilla, a grass bite, maybe throw in some finesse techniques, a drop shot if it got tough. And you look at the FOW website, and Hanselman won it in 14 to 18. You know, he cranked the grass, but if you'll see, I struggled with that grass the whole time. Yeah. I thought I was on a drop shot bite. The drop shot fish left. I thought I was on a grass bite. There were a bunch of boats in the area I wanted to be in. I still started in there. I struggled in the grass. My drop shot fish left, and it was just one of those tournaments where I didn't catch him. I didn't spin out. I fished good. I was calm. The filming did not interfere with my performance at all. Zero excuses. It was just one of those derbies where I never had that one bite that kind of got me going, and I never was comfortable for 17 hours on the water. I had no butterflies, no jitters. Didn't spin out. Don't regret any of my decisions. Just didn't get any bites.
All right. So how are you going to fix it?
What are you going to do? I talked to Brad Hallman for like an hour and a half on the way back and vented because he roomed
He's
with
been
me
there.
At Dowling. Yeah.
He's been there.
I talked to Kevin Ledoux, who had a good comeback on day two. I talked to a couple of the other guys who stunk or had a good check. I went back and analyzed the top 10, what they did. I kind of pinpointed what I did wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I was really pissed about it for a couple days. I'm still really ticked off about it, but it's in the rearview mirror. And I'm moving on to Kentucky at the end of the month. So that's all you can do about it. Huh. Learn from it. Figure out kind of what you think you did wrong, what you did right. I was glad that despite the results of 119th out of 130, I was on the right path. But I also kind of got away from what I said. I mean, all practice, I'm like, hey, they can have the grass. They can have the grass. I'm not good in the grass. Then I get a couple bites of the grass. What do? I go try to fish the grass. I don't know anything about grass. There's no grass around here. What am I doing in the grass? I'm going down a grassy drain, casting 360, going, please, please,
there you have
please.
It. Hey, Chad in Canada, he wants to know, how did your co-anglers do better than you?
They caught more weight each day. That's how they did better.
I mean, were they doing the same thing?
Well,
were
yeah, because I'm going different? Down a grassy drain. It's a 360 deal. It wasn't like I was target fishing at all. I mean, they caught them all out of the grass. The second day, I said, I'm going to stay a little deeper. I'm going to back out because I knew I needed a big bite. I hadn't had a big bite in 7 days. So I figured, heck, what I'm doing, I'm probably not going to get one in the last day. So I changed, and he caught 2 3-pounders behind me on an A-rig, the same thing I was throwing.
Huh.
I had a 70-year-old guy the first day.
How'd that work out?
And he caught one on a Silver Buddy and caught one on an A-rig, and we get to our first spot, and he goes, oh, you almost threw me out there, and I thought he was joking. I went back and reviewed the video. I didn't realize it. The guy was in my lap about 30 seconds after takeoff.
Do you remember his name? Do you remember his name at all?
Travis.
Really?
He had been there since December 8th practicing with his pro partner.
What?
That's a full month. Yep. So
that's a tad bit too much.
Yeah, and then my second day partner was a former bull rider. So it was good. I had a good time except for the 8 hours.
Yeah, they didn't have any live coverage going on except the weigh-in, right?
No, right. They'll have the live coverage at the championship. But man, we're 1-for-1 on locals winning so far in 2019 with Ray Hanselman.
Yeah. All right. When's your next one?
The end of March on Kentucky Lake.
That's the other division.
First of the Central Division.
Okay.
God, I hope I catch him there so I'm not out of it in both divisions.
You got to start somewhere, man.
Yeah, I started from the bottom.
All right. Next event is going to be kind of a whirling derby, isn't it?
We were talking about the FLW Tour event?
Yeah.
On Lake Sam Rayburn. I am actually on samrayburn.com/level.
A flooded Sam
Rayburn. It is 9.04 feet high. It is at 173.44. Full pool is 164.40. To put that into perspective, last year the highest it got was 167. Or in 2017, the highest it got was 167. And on Christmas Day, it was 168. So it has come up like over 5 foot since then. They're worried if they can get under the bridge. There's all the trees are like 8 to 10 foot of water. If you follow any of them on social media, they're idling through forests.
The Black Forest.
I stayed at Kurt Dove's house for that Coast event on Amistad, and him and Brad were talking, and they're really concerned about it because it's the first tour event. There's only 7 in the FLW schedule, so each one is super important. And now you have conditions that nobody has seen. So the question is, can you get up shallow and catch him shallow? Do you have to stay out deep and catch him deep? It's muddy. How is it going to play? There's only like one or two ramps open. If it keeps coming up or if the wind blows, are they going to be able to even get under the bridge? What is the safety factor with the floating trees that have been in the woods for 20 years that are now out there? There's a lot at play. Whoever wins this one is definitely going to earn it. Yeah. I'm torn on whether, I mean, you would think the deep bite wouldn't change as much. You know, the guys who are used to going out there, Dickie Newberry, Russell Cecil, Todd Castledine, those type of guys.
Yeah.
I mean, you would think they would still maybe be able to catch a fish on, you know, stuff offshore with 9 more feet of water on top of it. But who knows? No one really knows how it's going to go down. I've seen guys who haven't had bites in practice. I've seen guys who are catching them in practice. So it'll be a heck of a start. I would hate to be one of the 30 plus rookies who gets thrown into that for the first one.
Yeah, not good.
That would be a rough one.
Not good. All right, we'll make some picks on tomorrow's show. Tomorrow we're going to have James Watson on, and we'll give our picks for the first stop on the FLW Tour. All right, beginning of the year, after we have Wesley on, I want to go over some new laws that have went into effect for 2019. Bizarre stuff, Matthew.
Fishing related or just life related?
Corda. You know.
Corda?
Corda.
What?
It's kinda and no. Corda.
It's more like kind of and sorta. Corda?
Corda, yeah.
What is that? A kid's phrase that they say?
Yeah.
In high school where you teach?
Corda.
You can leave that one in the classroom.
And Lugal. Lugal's the other one that they use. Instead of say Google it up, they just go Lugal.
Look and Google is combined.
Lugal. Have you heard that one before?
I haven't heard any of those.
All right. Anyway, some interesting laws. One actually affects the state of Illinois.
My home state.
Where you're from. So we'll get into that. And then obviously have to mention we are now mobile compatible on the Bass Zone website. Have gotten some really, really good feedback from people. We will be tweaking some things, making things better, but this is something that a lot of our viewers have asked for a number of years, to where now they can view everything that we're doing from a mobile perspective. So spent a lot of time, a lot of work into that, and we will be continuing to add content, both archive content and new content, over the next few months. And if you have any suggestions, please email me or Matt. Just let me know, mark@basszone.com, and we will definitely take a look at your suggestions and see what we can improve. It's all about making it better. I think it is better. I think, Matt, the biggest request that I've had over the past probably 10 months is, when are you going to make the thing compatible to
smartphones?
Yeah.
There you go.
So we have it now. All right, what else, man? Anything you want to touch on before we take a break and get Wesley on?
No, I've just been noticing a lot of it's weird seeing, like, Justin Lucas just came out with his rap, a bunch of guys for his truck, a bunch of guys. That it's still odd not seeing a Bass logo anywhere on those trucks.
Yeah,
just seeing the MLF crest instead.
Here's the other thing. I was trying to get some photos, and so many of the photos, like the big announcement that took place, went down yesterday, was Jacob Wheeler is now part of Duckett Fishing. Well, Everything that Jacob Wheeler has is all branded with his old stuff. So all these very early press releases, unless they've had a photo shoot with non-branding or something like that, is all images of how they were branded from previous years.
The other thing I've noticed is Bass's on their like in the Bass Times and on their website, they're pretty much fully transitioned. Obviously there's going to be a bunch of stuff at the Classic, just because there has to be, because of the percentage of the field that is Major League Fishing, but outside of that, the effort that Bass has put into to generate a lot of content with the new Elite Series anglers,
It's
pretty impressive.
It is, absolutely. All right, we're going to take a break. Come back with Wesley Strader. Everybody, stay tuned. This is BTL 2019 version. We'll be right back.
Sleek new design with easy control file. the clearest images underwater with uncompromising range, live mapping from the touchscreen, view notifications, video, even Google Maps on screen. And for the first time ever, real-time view of fish movements with Live Sight Sonar. HDS Live, new from Lowrance.
The heart of the Basscat experience is the pride of ownership that comes with each blast-off and every precision hairpin turn. It's a rush of adrenaline driven by the total commitment to performance and the knowledge that no compromises were made building a craft that stands up to the rigors of competitive angling. Basscat combines the latest proprietary materials and building techniques with over 40 years of continuous family-run operation and our unwillingness to accept anything less than the best. Welcome to Basscat. Feel the rush.
Some people have seen a green ghost. Green Ghost, the new rod from Duckett Fishing. $79. It's coming February 2019. Duckett Fishing, pro driven.
It's about the hours spent getting everything just right. It's the attention to detail. Good just isn't good enough. It's the years spent on the water day after day. When you tie on a bait by Strike King, you're standing on the shoulders of legends.
Pros depend on hydraulic jack plates to get the best out of their boats. Do what they do. Demand Atlas Performance. Atlas gets you from the bottom to the top in less than 8 seconds, even with the big four strokes. And when you gotta turn right around and get that heavy load back up in rough water, Atlas's innovative design and American-made components will get you there with confidence.
I'm at Depot. Just look for yourself. There's an Atlas jack plate on just about every professional's boat.
The Atlas Hydraulic Jack Plate. You can depend on it.
The message is simple. Win. Coming in 2019, the Duckett Fishing Silverado. It's coming at you for $99.95. Check it out at DuckettFishing.com. There is no gray area, just silver. Check it out.
Hey guys, Aaron Martins here. I'm going to be telling you about a new product by Sunline. It's Siglon PE times 8. I've been using it almost extensively all year for my frogging, flipping, drop shotting, shaky heading, worming, jerk baiting. It's by far my favorite Sunline braid. I don't say this unless I think it's true, but honestly, it's the best braid in the market out of any of the braids. Definitely check it out. It's a price point line, $14.95 for 165 yards, and that could last you a whole year, just one spool with using leader material. So again, it's Siglon PE times 8. It's my favorite braid, and I think if you use it, it'll be your favorite braid too.
We are back on a Tuesday, first show of 2019. And a lot of people are liking the new look there, Matthew.
Good. Well done.
I even have... I'm excited about getting you out to the PBA stop. I just hope you if you commit to doing it, that you actually do it.
Do we get to yell like, turkey? Like, are there chants and cheers?
I don't know. I haven't been to one. It's been years since I've been to one.
Is Pete Weber going to be there?
I don't know.
Okay, if he is there, I do not want to sit on, like, the side, like, in his peripheral. I do not want to. I have seen the videos.
He's
of,
a little bitty dude.
You know, maybe if I move.
They did a 30 for 30 short on.
I know. But if I move or something catches his eye, I do not want to be on Fox getting the wrath of Pete Weber.
Yeah.
So we need to sit in the back in a very quiet, nondescript location.
Yeah. All right. You ready to go to our first guest of 2019? He will be participating in Major League Fishing on the BPT. For me, that's really hard to say.
You want to say PBT.
Yeah.
But it's BPT.
BPT. Yeah, it's
that's
hard
like
to
my
say.
Mom always like, hey, do you have a BLT today?
You like a BLT?
Yeah, and she also calls Gary Judice Gary Juicy G.
Did you tell him that?
No, I just did.
Oh, geez. All right, let's bring him in. Wesley, you there, man?
Yeah, I'm here.
Let's kind of kick things off, Wesley. Is this got to be one of the most unique beginnings to your professional career in the adventure that you're going on for 2019?
Yeah, you know, it's you know, this new the Major League Fishing, the Bass Pro Tour, it's kind of it's one of those things, you know, we've all went out on a limb and to try to start something new, and I know it's going to succeed, but it's just one of those things, you know, it's going to be there's going to be some trial and error along the way, but I'm really excited about where this is potentially headed.
Do you like the format? I mean, what are your thoughts about the format?
Well, the thing about it is I love the format because I wish they would kind of stay with the way the format is right now and no practice, but I understand guys want some practice and have never done this before. But, you know, all the guys that I talk to, I'm like, how many times have you ever went to a lake and the first day you practice it, you just absolutely crush them? I said, that's the way you got to treat it. But I love the format. I love, you know, weighing them, letting them go. It really shows the guys that are able to adapt and find fish and catch fish. You may not always catch the biggest fish, but it shows the guys that are really able to hone in on their skills of the ability to find and catch fish.
So, I mean, I'm sure you're keeping tabs. You got a bunch of buddies over there on the FLW Tour. Rayburn is, just a couple inches high right now. And Jeffrey's had you in his top three performances on a Kentucky lake that you were familiar with. High water early in the year, and you were able to kind of figure that out. What does the local advantage do when you've got 9 foot of water above normal pool at Rayburn?
Well, here's the thing I'm going to say. A lot of those locals have never experienced the water this high. There's limited places where you can go fish, and I think it takes their local advantage completely out of the picture. It's going to be a guy that has no, you know, probably a guy that's going to do really well there is a guy that has never even seen the lake before until, you know, the first day of practice.
Really? So you don't think those fish stay offshore and don't care how much water's over them? You think that the rising water effects, you know, just typically over your experience will affect that local bite then?
Well, in my experiences, you know, anytime the water comes up that fast, it's going to get muddy. So that takes mm-hmm. the deep bite completely out of play. So, you know, you may have a guy who knows where a spring hole or something like that that's at. That may come into play. But as far as that, I think it completely takes your local advantage completely out of the way.
You're preparing for the Classic, in which you will have a local advantage. Do you prepare months in advance for quote-unquote disaster scenarios like we're seeing at Rayburn here? Do you have contingencies if the river comes up, if the lakes get me, if that, or do you just hope for the best and deal with what comes?
Yeah, I just take it day by day. I don't try to look too far ahead, and just I try to treat it like Major League Fishing. Just show up and go fishing. Fish the conditions, fish the moment, and do your best and see what happens.
So not months and months of practice leading into this thing in Tennessee?
No, just, you know, actually, I've not spent one day on Fort Loudoun at all. And I'm just going to practice when the practice gets here. And, you know, I've kind of grew up on the lake. I've been on it as much as I have my home lake, Watts Bar. And just other than, you know, just keeping my mechanics down pat, going fishing, that's it.
All right. I've been tweaking, adjusting while you've been doing that. Great questions.
Not personally.
No, not at all.
You better lay off that pipe, son.
Yeah. You got to understand, we were watching, Wesley and I were watching the national championship game last night while we were working on this stuff, and we tried to implement the new stuff, and for some reason it didn't work. And then I end up calling Dave, Dave Rush, who works for us, and it worked perfect. Wesley, after I talked to you, I called him. He happens to be at a remote location and out in the middle of nowhere, and it worked fine for him. So, hey, I'm doing everything I can, Matthew, to be proactive and get this done. All right, Wesley, 2019, what is your brand? What is your look going to look like this year?
Pretty much the same look as last year. I've added a few more sponsors, but other than that, it's the same look, same truck, same boat, same everything. I added AFCO came on board this year, and I'm pretty excited about that. I've been wearing their clothes for a while, and you know, ever since they come out with those performance tees, I hardly can wear a cotton t-shirt anymore. So it's pretty nice to have them on board because I love their products.
Who are you excited to fish against, or I guess hang out with again? You've pretty much fished with and against everybody in professional fishing, but one of the unique things that I really like about the Bass Pro Tour roster is the mix of styles and new anglers who haven't really competed against each other all that much outside of maybe a few TTBCs back in the day. How do you think that dynamic's going to play with a bunch of old school guys and a bunch of younger guys too from different tours all in the same place competing in the same fishery?
You know, I'm looking forward to the challenge. I mean, I know you got a lot of good young fishermen coming up that are just the older guys, we're just old school, and we got set things that we do well and just continue to do them. But this newer generation, you know, this learning curve is a whole lot shorter now than it used to be. I mean, with YouTube and, you know, you can Google anything you want to see, and you get to see firsthand how a guy, you know, with all the videos and stuff out nowadays, the learning curve is so much smaller than it used to be. Like where it took me a year to learn something to do it well, it takes a guy, you know, 5 minutes to look at it on a video and adapt and have it. But that being said, I do watch YouTube videos myself. So, you know, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. For sure.
Is there something, can you remember a tournament, like a specific example, possibly when you watched something or read something that actually in the tournament you turned into more bite success and got a check because of that?
You're talking actually during the tournament?
No. Like when you're getting ready for it, when you're watching these YouTube videos and stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Lots of stuff. Like, you know, the A-Rig. I mean, nobody knew nothing about the A-Rig. And then Paul Elias wins on the A-Rig. And then you got the A-Rig craze. Everybody's doing it. And, you know, example, tying the FG knot. I mean, just the, you know, your fluorocarbon leader to braid. I mean, that is a knot that has changed, you know, the way I fish. I mean, I used to worry about breaking my, you know, having to change my leader ever so often, you know, because you'd burn your knot going through your rod. And, you know, it always happened at the most inconvenient time you'd break one off. So with the, you know, watching Jeff Creek tie FG knot, I mean, that changed the whole dynamics of spinning rod fishing for me.
Wow. All right. I want to go to the instant feedback. A lot of people have questions for you. First one, Chris in New Hampshire wants to know, do you know where the remaining stops are going to be, and is MLF just keeping it quiet?
I actually know of one more, but other than that, I do not know anything. That, I mean, it's a signed deal already, but they haven't released it, and I'm not at liberty to say.
All right. John in Kentucky wants to know, we don't hear much about Watts Bar. What can you tell us about Watts Bar? How's it fishing right now? Any ideas?
Watts Bar is fixing to be the new Chickamauga, and I'm glad you mentioned that because I need every one of you guys out there listening. We have some issues going on right now in the homeowners versus the fishermen, and I don't want to say homeowners versus fishermen, but the grass has finally started coming back at Watts Bar, and they just started stocking Florida strands about three or four years ago. So it looks like Watts Bar could be the next Chickamauga, but we really need help in contacting the senators to let them know that we do not want the poisons being sprayed in the lake. I'm all for, you know, implementing different strategies for getting her out from around the docks, like maybe some aquatic harvesters or something like that. But as far as, you know, we've been battling this for about a year now, and, you know, the lake is finally getting to where it, you may see it back like it was in the 80s. I mean, it was a really fabulous lake in the 80s. I mean, I grew up here. That's the lake I grew up on. And it's fishing really well. Just not a lot of giants being caught, but a lot of numbers.
All right. Michael in South Dakota wants to know, do you ever think that the three leagues could get together and truly have one championship?
I believe that's a possibility. I think you'll see that. I think you'll see that within not too long in the future. I really do.
Would you like that?
Yes, I would. This, like I said, this BPT thing, this Major League Fishing, I think it's going to make things better for everyone. I mean, all the fishermen around, not just for the Major League Fishing guys, but for the bass guys, the FLW guys. And, I would be tickled to death if we had some kind of, you know, three league championship or something.
Hey, what trolling motor are you running?
I currently run the Ultrex.
Okay. All right, there was a question on here, but I wanted to make sure I knew which one you were running. Brian from Lake Norman wants to know, what is the number one concern for the BPT anglers going into the first year? What do you think that would be?
I would say just making sure that we do our jobs as fishermen to help promote and not mess things up. You know what I mean? We all need to be together in one accord and not fight amongst ourselves, which we haven't. But I'm just saying, you know, that's the biggest thing. As well as y'all know, it's hard to get five fishermen to agree on one thing, let alone 80 fishermen to agree on one thing.
That's very true. Yeah. If you've ever been in a bass club.
Is that kind of, you know, somebody made the comparison, Wesley, I don't remember who I was talking to. It's like it is a high roller bass cup, basically, is what it is.
I wouldn't say it's a high roller bass club. It's I think you're going to see some really, really good competition in this thing. The way it's going to take a couple of guys a little bit of, you know, a couple of turns to adjust, you know, as far as, you know, every fish counts instead of just being the five biggest. I don't see it that way. I just see it being another way of conserving, being, you know, a conservationist of the resources.
Do you think there's a potential? Let me preface this real quick. Jeffries and I like rivals. That's a story. You know, back when it was LeBron, Kobe, Shaq, you know, all that, all the rivals, Peyton Manning versus Tom Brady, when they have all that. I'm kind of looking at this BPT. You're going to know what the scores are. There's a smaller field. You're going to be able to kind of trade blows back and forth with guys. Do you think there's more of a potential for healthy, and I'm not talking bad, but healthy, intense rivalries to kind of play out in the BPT now?
You know, I'm not at liberty to say, but you're going to see some of that coming up in the episodes of Major League Fishing this year, you know, the ones that were taped last year. Mm-hmm. And, dude, it is so exciting when you go head-to-head with somebody when it's blow-for-blow, like you catch one and they catch one, and it goes all the way down the wire. It's exciting. It keeps you motivated. It keeps you focused. It's that's the thing I like about it. I like being able to see what everybody else is catching because it puts the fire in under me to, like, you know, but I don't spin out. A lot of guys spin out. You know, they spin out like, oh, my God, he's catching so many. I don't spin out. I just try to use the score tracker to my advantage. And that's one of the things I like about Major League Fishing. I can see every fish that's caught, and that's what I love it. I mean, it's you would have to fish one to be able to understand what I'm talking about. It's just a completely different vibe than it is of, well, I wonder what such and such is catching. You know exactly what such and such is catching.
Have you ever spun out? Like, is that your, like, or have you always just been, like, pretty chill on the water?
I mean, back in my younger day, I'd start running around like a chicken with my head cut off, but not so much anymore. I just kind of, you know, like I said, I went back earlier. There's a few things that I do well, and I try to stick to them if I can, and then I expand upon that if I can't.
Who's the best guy that you know, since you fish with everybody, who people would be surprised how often they spin out, but they're able to keep it together? Because we don't get to watch the full day usually, unless there's just, you know, the final 10 on live. But is there a guy you're like, man, this guy spins out. I don't know how he managed. He's won $3 million in his career.
Oh, my gosh. There's a couple.
Come on, let's name names.
Scott Suggs, he spins out a little bit, but he's my buddy. He spins out a little bit. He loses it a little bit. Golly, bum. That's a point blank question.
I want names, Wesley. Scott Sugg surprises me because he seems like the most mellow, even-tempered guy on camera that
pretty
you could
calm,
imagine.
Yeah.
That's a surprising one to me.
Well, he is on camera. He's pretty calm, but you get him in private, and he's just like, sometimes he's just like, I won't say so much he spins out, but he gets rattled a little bit. You know what I mean? Crete's another one. Crete just, you know, you watch Crete on camera, he just falls apart. I love him to death, but, dude, he just, like, he loses it. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's ahead, and he's talking himself. He's talking up a good game. He's going to, you know, he's going to win, and then the wheels fall off, and then he starts talking himself out of it. So
he got spun out when he fished McClellan.
Yeah, that's the guy. I mean, Crete's he kind of promotes himself as a guy who spins out.
Yeah.
He's kind of turned that around. Anyone else that we'd be surprised about? Because you're, like, friends with everybody.
Oh, my gosh.
Have you ever seen Andy spin out, Morgan?
No. I've seen him lose his cool, but I've never seen him spin out, you know.
Hey, Michael in South Dakota wants to know, the Amazon box that's behind you, does it have fishing lures in it?
No. This is an office. That's probably going to lie something from my wife.
Okay. Chris in New Hampshire, any thoughts on the importance of a feeder league for the BPT? Is that an important part?
Yeah, that's going to be an important part going into the future, and you're going to see that. That's what we've been told. There's going to be a feeder league, and because, you know, at some point in time, we're going to have, you know, there's going to have to be a process of, you know, new guys coming on, old guys leaving. So you're going to see that in the future, but that won't take place until for 3 years.
All right.
Classic win, Red Crest win, or MLF Cup Championship win in 2019. You can only pick one. Which one are you going with?
Oh my gosh, dude, that's hard. Dude, you can't do that to a guy. Seriously, what kind of question is that? That's like, you're gonna get married to three women. Which one do you want? That's not even fair, dude.
That's a good comparison.
Yeah, Matt. I mean, you got your choice of marrying Halle Berry. Who, you know? You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, you got three women to choose from. That's not a fair question.
Right, but I'm just saying, there has been a prettier woman out of your options in past years, but now there's maybe some new girls in town.
Here's what I'm going to say. All of them would be special and have a special meaning, but anytime you can win, it's an accomplishment that you can't describe. So any one of them would be great. I'm not going to put one emphasis on one over the other.
All right. I thought it was a fair question because you get a lot of guys who are like, I just want to win the Classic, or I just want to win this tournament because they have certain.
I want to win everything that I can.
Yeah, all three. There you go.
Myself just the one.
Heck, he won back to back. Why can't he win all three?
Yeah. Interesting. Wesley, do you think there's going to be kind of a weird vibe at the Classic this year?
I'm 100% on that one. I just from, you know, I still love all those people over there. They're great people. Chase Anderson, Trip Weldon, Bruce Aikens, you know, Gretchen, all those people over there are great. Chris Bowes, great people. It's just, you know, like I said, this was just a business decision. I didn't have as much time invested over there as a lot of the other guys did. But I think it's going to be a little bit, let's put it this way. It's not going to be weird on my end. The only way it's going to be made weird is if they make it weird. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I just don't see, and I probably shouldn't say this, but it's going to be hard to get a little bit of love from them over there after what all happened. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely going to be different. Absolutely.
Do you have different jerseys? Like, you have a Classic jersey and then your MLF jersey, or are you just rolling the same one all the way through?
No, that's what I did yesterday. I went to 27 Sports in Dayton and had a jersey made for the Classic, and the rest of them are my MLF jerseys.
Yeah, that's a good point, man.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. This could be my last Classic ever.
Ever's a long time there. Wesley.
Yes, ever is. But it could be, potentially.
It could be. It could be. All right, Chris in New Hampshire wants to know if you're fishing anything else besides the BBTs.
I wanted to fish some opens, but the way the schedule worked out, I just wasn't going to be able to fish any of those. I'm going to fish some BFLs and some, maybe some Costas, you know, just whatever I can fit in between the schedules. You know, it's pretty, just whatever I can fish. I usually fish some other things besides, the elites and stuff like that, but it's just whatever I can fit into the schedule.
All right. Is it going to be a little different not having the typical weigh-in that you've had in so many years, with a different kind of vibe, with the people being not being there or being there or being there in some other function?
That's the one thing that I'm really up in the air about, how's this going to be perceived? Because, you've got that, like, say you win the Classic, you got that wow moment. You know, you're holding up fish, and that's the thing that we all are well, how's this going to go as far as, at the weigh-ins? How's it going to be perceived, or how's it going to go? So that's one of the unknowns that we don't know. That's the one thing that the only side that I see may be, it's something new and different, so we don't know what to expect.
I find it ironic. I'm holding in my hand right now the cull bubble that you gave me after Kentucky Lake. I have something from each of the Elite Series champions this past year. And Wesley gave you this cull bubble. I did not know it was a hint that he's like, I won't need these next year for the BPT. Here you go. You could have this one. This is the number 3 cull bubble from Kentucky Lake.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Yeah, I got some other. I got some line balls over there, and an original chatterbait, and a bunch of cool stuff.
That's cool.
You definitely wouldn't have gotten an original chatterbait for me.
No, this one still has Brian Thrift on the package.
Oh my gosh!
I know where to get more.
I bet you do.
He's got a connection. He has a connection. All right, man. Anything else, Matthew?
No, I think I covered it. I asked him all the questions that were impossible to answer.
he's been very flexible with our lack of. Well, I tried, man. We tried, didn't we, Wesley? We did our
yes, we
our
I
homework.
Mean,
we succeeded.
I missed half of the ball game last night trying to get this set up. For
I know.
Me, so
I was editing fishing
okay.
video, and I had the game on mute. I started editing like an hour before the game. And I had it on mute, and I'm sitting there, and I'm editing video and fishing and all this stuff, and I look up, and it's 14-13, and it's the end of the first quarter. I completely missed the first quarter, totally forgot it was on. It was just sitting right there on mute.
So you quit editing video and went to watch the ball game, didn't you?
No, I continued to edit video, but then the ball game, once it started to get out of hand, then I got more interested in the ball game, and then I watched it.
That was a butt kicking, wasn't it, Wesley?
I'm just going to say that's one of the, I never saw that happening last night. I really didn't. I mean, Alabama's a great program, and I just never saw that coming, but that just goes to show you, man. You know, every dog has his day, so don't take them for granted.
Do you think Saban got spun out?
Somebody got spun out. I don't. I think the whole team got spun out. I think they came into the game thinking, we got this, and man, look at those two freshmen that Clemson had, two true freshmen. I mean, that kid was playing high school ball not 12 months ago. When he came out there, he looked like Peyton Manning. I mean, that is just unbelievable, the composure and some of the catches that one catch that are two or three of those catches that freshman receiver made was just it's crazy. I mean, that's just, they showed up to play, that's for sure. And I hope that's what happens in Major League Fishing this year, that Wesley Strader shows up to play.
I think he's going to be a player, Matthew.
Well, he's been a player for 20 years.
I'm talking about 2019.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think anything's going to change in 2019.
No, you're right. All right, Wesley, man, you rock. Thanks for taking time out. Thanks for all the effort to try and make this happen last night during the game. And wish you nothing but the best. We will see you at the very first event. Dave Rush will actually be there for us at the first event at Toho. So We're very, very looking forward to how this thing's going to play out in 2019, man.
I am too, and I appreciate you guys having me on, and I hope you all, wish you all the best this year in 2019 so as well.
All right, man. Take care, Wesley.
All right. See you guys.
All right. There you have it, Wesley Strader. Great job, and fighting through adversity there, Matthew.
Yeah, we did good. He's got a man. He's on the watch list of guys who, I mean, obviously catch him. You look at his track record with FLW and all of the cups made, but then the two wins last year, and he's going to be the favorite going into the Classic. He's going to have a couple BPTs under his belt already. It'll be really interesting to see if any of that momentum from the Bass Pro Tour carries over to the guys who are fishing the Classic.
Yeah,
because they're going to have to switch. I mean, you know, they're putting a lot of energy, time, and investment into this. You're talking about new wraps, new sponsors, new formats, a whole new league, new meetings. You're talking, there's so much going on with it. It'll be interesting to see how these guys then transition back to preparing for the Classic.
Yeah.
Because for so long, it's been the same routine. You do this, 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 then you get ready for the Classic, this, this, this. Well, now everything's changed, but the Classic is still the same.
Yeah.
So do you think that these guys are going to put, the Bass Pro Tour guys, in your opinion, Mark, are they going to put more emphasis on this Classic, or is their preparation for this Classic going to be less because of everything that went into getting ready for their new tour, or is it, am I making way big a deal out of nothing?
No, I think they're going to put in a little bit more effort, because just like what he said, I mean, ever is a long time, but it could be his last Classic that he ever fishes. So I think the effort, the vibe, the enthusiasm is definitely going to be a little higher. And we're going to, you know, we're going to see. We're going to do a little bit of different coverage than we typically do at the Classic this year. So we will try and capture what that vibe is.
Who do you think is going to have the toughest time on stage saying, quote unquote, goodbye?
Swindle. Probably Swindle. I think Kevin too.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people look at Kevin as just kind of a machine from a performance standpoint.
I mean, he kind of has feelings.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
Yeah. I really think that he's, you know, torn inside. You know, he may not show it up until this point, but I think, yeah, there will be an emotional moment for him at the Classic. Can you imagine if he wins?
Well, the odds are that someone will win who is not fishing the Elite Series next year. I'm just the statistical odds show that will happen.
Yeah. Yeah. And you brought up a great point. I had no concept of thinking about the whole jersey situation. Absolutely. Those guys are going to have to get jerseys made specifically for the Classic. And then, I don't know, man. It's going to be a weird vibe. He even said it. Some of the guys that I've spoken with and trying to get people lined up for the show and everything, they've said the same thing. It's going to be a weird vibe. Very weird vibe. All right. Real quick, I want to, with this being obviously the first show, and some people have been asking, you know, what are we going to cover this year? Right now, we're going to cover all three events. All right. We're not going to attend every single event for every single tour. But just like I mentioned with the interview with Wesley, Dave Rush will be on location at the very first MLF event on Lake Toho. We will be covering some of the Elite Series events. We will be covering some of the FLW events. So this year, we're just going to kind of wait and see what happens and try to get as much coverage as we can with the resources that are available to give people a vibe. Now, there's a couple of things that we have requested from some of the organizations, and they have approved some of the things that we're going to be doing in 2019. I don't want to say anything about it yet, but we're going to be able to get access to a number of things that we did not have access to in the past to help us out here on BTL, Matt. So that's really going to give us kind of an edge to showcase what is taking place on the tours, to be able to utilize some of the resources that we have not had available in the past. So looking forward to that. All right, real quick, I found this really interesting. As you know, I am a very routine person, and every morning I always look at the USA Today app. And recently, for 2019, they threw out some of the crazy new laws that are in effect across the nation. And I just jotted down a couple. The first one, you can now eat roadkill in the state of Oregon legally.
So, like, if you see...
if you run into a deer and...
Scoop it and score.
You can, all right? What you can't do is you can't sell it.
That was illegal before?
I guess it was in Oregon. In Illinois, you can now wear pink to hunt.
Instead of orange.
Instead of orange.
Orange or pink.
All right, orange or pink. The state of Vermont, you ever been to Vermont?
No.
That's one of the states I haven't...
No.
No, I have been. I've been to Burlington.
Oh, wait, isn't that on Lake Champlain?
Yeah, the other side.
No, I've never been... Wait.
Burlington.
Does it count if you've been there by, via water?
Nah, technically, I guess, but...
Okay, technically, yes.
Have you been on the land?
No, you have to take a ferry over there.
Yeah. Typically, you got to fly... You can fly into Burlington. I've flown into Burlington.
Is that where the coat factory is?
I don't know if that's... Named after the town or whatever. I don't know. It's a good question.
Sorry.
Google that up, okay? Anyway, they have this new thing going on in Vermont now where they're paying up to $10,000 for you to move to Vermont.
I'm going.
You seem like the kind of person that would enjoy Vermont. Very outdoorsy, clean.
Catch a
very
bunch of smallmouth. I mean, it's right there by Champlain.
Yeah.
So you've got Thousand Islands, you got Champlain, there's tons of pothole lakes around there.
Yeah.
You got the East Coast stuff with the rivers not that far away.
Yeah.
Lake Erie is within 100 million. I mean, I don't know. My geography isn't super. I'm just saying there's a lot of good smallmouth fisheries
there
out there.
There is.
And largemouth.
All right. And then the last thing, in California, the pet stores now cannot sell anything but rescue animals.
To help stop the puppy meals.
Yeah, so like at PetSmart or, I don't know, Petco or whatever they have now, if you buy a pet from there, it has to be a rescue pet.
That's it.
That's kind of cool.
I'm not opposed to that.
Yeah, I mean, we have
an interesting California law.
The rescue cat.
Now, that, you know, they can't have any lead or anything in that state.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that law.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Chad in Canada says, I'm glad you guys are staying neutral on the coverage. Well, when you look at it from the perspective of the media outlets that are out there, there's not very many that have the engagement with all three tours that we've had over the years. So, no, we're not aligning ourselves with anybody or that. I mean, we're journalists. We're hacks. You know, we have this thing that we do three times a week. We call ourselves journalists. We try to cover everything we can. And hopefully everybody appreciates the fact that we are not sliding toward any of the three organizations. We're trying to be non-biased and really showcase the anglers. That's what it's about, man.
Is it not true we've done shows where someone from MLF says, hey, we love that show. We've done shows where someone from Bass goes, hey, we love that show. And we've done shows where someone from FLW goes, hey, we love that show.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. So that's kind of the vibe. And once again, I want to reiterate, if anybody has any suggestions, any comments about the new look, the new functionality of the mobile version of what we're doing. The other thing is we're streaming directly now on the website from YouTube. This is the first day that we've done that. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that worked out. I don't know if we're going to keep doing that. We're going to keep doing the YouTube thing.
Go
but I don't
to
know.
YouTube, subscribe, like, and then turn the notifications on. So when it goes live, you know that we're doing a BTL.
Yeah. Brian from Lake Norman just threw a post out there. It said, Bass just posted new rule changes. So we'll take a look at that and cover that on the show tomorrow. All right, coming at you tomorrow, same time. Tomorrow, who do we have, Matthew?
I believe James Watson, right?
That is correct.
All I see is a cartoon of a Port-a-John and some dude crossing his legs. Your day on the lake.
What?
Oh, no, here it is. Bass announces angler-motivated rule change. That's the lead story on Bassmaster.
Oh, my goodness. All right. We are kicking off 19. Everybody, thank you so much for all the support. Continue to check out things on the new Bassone website. And we'll be back tomorrow, three times a week now. And then coming up on Thursday, Mark Zona on Thursday, and looking forward to talking to Mark. First time we've talked to him in a long time. So,
these are interesting. Yeah, we'll have some stuff to talk about.
All right, we'll get into it tomorrow. Everybody be safe. We will talk to you tomorrow, same time. Stay tuned.